Hello, and welcome to Streamglobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Streamglobe Devotional is titled, Be Well Balanced, Be Vigilant. Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Umpama. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that the enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. An adversary is an opponent, one seeking to defeat you in a cause. We have an adversary in the devil, who has had a whole lot of experience in deceit and seduction. He is always poised to subvert men from God's will. It is particularly easy to slack in vigilance when faced with a crisis. It is why people, when angry, tend to say and act in ways that they would later regret. Words they would dare not utter, they speak. Things they would dare not do, they do. This is not limited to times of anger, but also in times of great emotional upheaval. People tend to act more from emotions than from good reasoning. God is reminding us today to take heed and be vigilant. Don't relax your grip on God's word and on your faith. Be well balanced. Keep your emotion in check. Don't join the bandwagon. Don't act or speak flippantly. Don't cast off restraint. Apostle James had very useful instructions to this end. James chapter 1 verse 19 says, Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. This is the time to meditate much more on the word of God, to fill your mind with godly messages and faith-filled words. This is the time to stand strong in the faith. Remember that faith only exists in the presence of God's word. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Build yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Here is how the Message Bible puts it. It says, keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You are not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, it won't be long before he will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. This is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 11. Pray like this. Say, thank you, Father, for your word is true. I am kept and preserved by your word. My heart is fixed on you, and my lips kept from guile. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are listening to this and you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I confess you today as my Lord and Savior. Come and save me from the power of sin and the manipulation of the devil. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead after the third day. Father, please forgive my sins. cleanse me of all unrighteousness and give me the power to be your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. There's someone that's listening to me, and on account of this prayer, a yoke in your life is being broken and destroyed. You are set free from every demonic affliction. If you've just accepted Jesus as your Lord, kindly click on the link just before the name of the author. The link is immediately after the prayer on today's devotional, and it will direct you to a webpage where you would find resources to help you. There is a free audio book on that webpage. You can download those audio files and listen to them. They would help you grow. Also, there are over 200 free sermons on that website. So go to the menu and click on audio sermons, and you will get access to those sermons freely. Our yearly Bible plan reading is continuous. What that means is that if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to chapter 2. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. To learn more about this ministry, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org. Kindly share this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. Stream Globe is non-denominational. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to chapter 2.
The book of 1 Corinthians.
Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized into my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where are the wise? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let those who boast, boast in the Lord. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No. We declare God's wisdom a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, these things God has prepared for those who love him. For God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit within? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. We encourage you to download and share this devotional audio. You can also WhatsApp or call us on +234 803 442 0524.